Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Have you ever driven by a convenience store in the morning and seen groups of people standing on a corner waiting for work? What about the people at the sports stadiums who sweep floors, clean bathrooms, and park cars? Have you ever wondered who they are? Jaquetta Lyles is one of them, a mother of four, a day laborer, who works at the downtown sports stadiums. She's paid $7 an hour while working, but she's not paid for the hours while she waits every day to see if she can get work.
This was my first year working with down there, and I enjoyed it at first. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And then as I start, you know, seeing how things was going, I really wasn't liking the way I was being, things was being done. It's rough. I clean, and you just get two bathrooms, keep them clean, and keep the little area between one bathroom and the other swept up. You go in there, you clean. I can just go right in, clean my outside area. As soon as I go back in, trash can could be there. Trash right there on the floor. Trash in the stalls. It's like really getting no respect. We really work hard. We only making like just a little above minimum wage. We're just making a little bit of money. They don't see to give us like a little $5 food voucher or nothing for us to eat. And if someone was to give us food, we get terminated. The food prices, you know, can't bring your lunch every day. You can't afford to buy the food there. I mean, that's like $5-6 for just like a hot dog or something, you know.
Jaquetta is only paid $7 an hour, but not by paycheck. Instead, the temp agency pays her with a money card. She gets charged every time she uses it at an ATM. What would be a one-time check cashing fee is turned into something much more complicated.
They give us a money card. So you go to the bank machine and use it. It's $1.50 to get your money off. But if you use the wrong pin, they're going to take that $1.50 out of your card and you're still not getting no money. They're going to take another $1.50 off from calling the bank card. I thought it was cool at first, but then when I started trying to activate and use it and realized then, hey, I started out with this amount and then I'm like, shh. My friend, he works for them too. Shoot, every time he tried to use his card and mess up, he always left with like $29 or $20, if that much. Then he had $20 on his card and he couldn't get the $20 off because it's $1.50 surcharge.
Jaquetta is struggling, but she's hopeful and optimistic. Her desires aren't extravagant. She wants decent money and a little respect.
Everyone deserves the same rights and respect that other people do. But we should be paid enough to show that, hey, this person is struggling. They have a life, too. They deserve to live, too.
Because the city's dying. And they don't know why. Oh,
join us next week for more about Jaquetta Lyles. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems, on the web at osi-baltimore.org. Visit Just Words on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.